closing moments. By God's help, I want to continue from the ministry of our brother John Fitzpatrick. 1 John 5, I'll quote it. Turn, please, to Genesis chapter 30. Genesis chapter 30 and verse number 37. And Jacob took him rods of green poplar and of hazel and chestnut tree, and pilled white streaks in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had pilled before the flocks in the gutters and the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle, ring-straked, speckled, and spotted. 2 Corinthians 3, 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. God will bless again the reading of His Word, and we look for help as we draw this conference, and what a precious time it has been as we seek to draw it to a close, this ministry part. I quote again what our brother John said, or what he read, rather. 1 John 5:21. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Why would we keep ourselves from idols? I want to teach you a principle from the Word of God that is an unfailing principle. The principle of Genesis chapter 30, 37 to 39. Very quickly, we don't need to go into the whys and wherefores of this. It has got no agricultural application. It's not scientific. Don't go trying it. It doesn't work. But God is teaching a principle. Get the scene. There were stripy rods placed in front of the, now we'll make it sheep. Stripy rods placed in front of the sheep. The sheep came and they observed the stripy rods. And when they were observing the stripy rods, they conceived by the natural means. And if I can remember correctly, the gestation period of a sheep, it's about 4.5 months or so, and 4.5 months or so later, they reproduced. And the lesson to catch is this: what had been put in front of their eyes was reproduced in their lives. That's the lesson of the stripy sticks. What a tremendous lesson for us all to grasp. Younger believers, middle-aged believers, all the believers, but younger ones especially. That's why John said, and that's why our dear brother John has said and gone to it, keep yourselves from idols. Why? Because if you look at them, you'll become like them. Is that not the descent of man in Romans chapter 1? Becoming idolaters? They looked at images and they became immoral. And Paul rounds up Romans chapter 1 and verse 32 by saying, and it just goes right through with our world and what has been said about the sports world and the entertainment world and all that kind of thing. Paul says what this world's doing is, I quote J.B. Phillips' translation, not only do they glory in these things, but they hand out prizes to those who do the worst things best, setting up as idols. They become like them. Here's the principle. A principle to be embraced. Three words. From Genesis chapter 30. Observation. Conception. And inevitable reproduction. What I look on, something conceives in my mind. And inevitably, it is reproduced in my life. I say again with the dear apostle, keep yourselves from idols. If I was going to develop this, and I'm not, we've got to have something before our eyes. We do not live in a vacuum. I love it when I go into the families of the Lord's people. It's one of the great blessings that I never anticipated when I left the farm a few years ago to serve the Lord in a full-time way. I love being with the families of the Lord's people and the little children. And I just love it when I see on the bookshelves, and even better when the books are opened, and it's the stories of the heroes of the Bible. Dear parents, that's what to put in front of them. Feed them on these heroes of Hebrews 11, of whom the world's not worthy. And bring your children up for another world, the world to come whereof we speak. Don't fill their eyes with the best football players or the best singers and the best this. Oh, dear, dear younger believers bringing up families. Don't put these before their eyes. You do not want them, your dear children, to become like these people. Sure you don't. But if you fill their vision with it all the time, it's inevitable that's what will happen. And keep the little story about Joseph, and the story about Moses, and the story of Abraham, and the story of Daniel, and the story, go on and on. Fill their vision with these heroes of the Word of God. And that's why I read 2 Corinthians 3:18. Here's the ultimate. Here's the ultimate. Let me quote it properly. 2 Corinthians 3:18. I'll quote you John Nelson Darby's translation. We all, looking on the glory of the Lord, with unveiled face, now catch this please, are transformed in keeping with the same image from glory to glory. It has been mentioned in these meetings. The ministry has been wide and varied. I feel that the Lord has given help to his servants. But it has been said two or three times that the answer to all of the problems is the Lord Jesus. We cannot talk about him all the time in ministry, but he's the answer to every problem. And the great aim of it all is the Lord's servants, guided by the Lord, have taken part. It is to direct the saints of God to the Son of God. And remember the principle, as we look on him, a conception is formed in our minds. That's why we need, of course, the whole scripture. Don't get a one-sided view of him. Get a full, rounded scriptural view. And as we look on him, a conception takes place in our minds. And wonder of wonders, a reproduction of Christ is seen in our lives. May it be so for his glory. Amen.